All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Oh my God. We are having a studio malfunction. Ow. The mic has come out of the, there we go. The mic came out of the slot. Okay, we're good. We're good. It looks like we have new mics here in the station. And anyways, welcome to my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm Anita B, and we just listened to some new music there from the British band Idles, all caps, I-D-L-E-S. The song is Pop, Pop, Pop from their album Tang. Apparently it's pronounced T-A-N-G, but it has a K at the end of it. So there you go. And that is just released February 16th, so days ago. How cool. All right. What is going on? Well, let me just sort of adjust here for a second. Okay. There we go. First of all, I'm here until 8. That's how this works. Every second Wednesday, 6:30 till 8, you get me here at CITR on the campus of UBC. I'm playing a fair amount of new music tonight. I'm stoked. So that was new, of course. And we're going to move on to something from, of all people, I can't believe this, she has released new music. This is Kim Gordon from Sonic Youth. And when I say I'm surprised, I really shouldn't be surprised, because Kim Gordon has been one active human being. Like, first of all, if you don't know this, I can't believe this, she is 70 years old. She was born in 1953. So actually, in April, she's going to be 71, and A, she looks fabulous. Who cares, really, how you look? It's all about who you are as a person. But kudos to her for holding it together still. You know what I mean? I remember when her and Thurston Moore, her husband, ex-husband, but they'd been together forever, had split up. They'd been together 27 years. And in 2011, they had separated. I didn't know this. I just did a little research. But they separated because she found a text message from another girl on his phone. Yeah. And then anyways, there were counseling sessions. And then apparently Thurston continued his extramarital affair. Ooh. Anyways, that's the dirt on Kim Gordon. All right. So let's listen to her new stuff. Let me stop talking. The song we're going to hear is called I'm a Man. And you can find this on her new album that's not even released yet. It's that new. It's in the future. Oh, and by the way, her last solo album was released in 2019. It was called No Home Record. Okay. The new album is going to be released on March 8th. And this song we're going to hear, Bye Bye, is from that, called The Collective. All right, let's do it. This is, as I mentioned, Kim Gordon on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Here we go.
Take my hand, jump on my back, 'cause I'm the man. Pass me a black napkin, please. Dropped out of college, don't have a degree, and I can't get a date. It's not my fault, I'm not bringing home the juice, I'm not bringing home the bacon. It's good enough for Nancy. Good enough for Nancy. So what if I like the big truck? So what if I like the big truck? Giddy up, giddy up. Don't call me toxic, just 'cause I like your butt. It's not my fault I was born a man. Come on, sweets. Take my hand, jump on my back, 'cause I'm the man. I'm not ideal, I'm a person. I won the war, but lost my way. But I can buy as much as anyone. I like to shave my beard just so, manicure my nails, put on a skirt. But at the end of the day, I lost my way. Don't make me have to hide or explain what I am inside. It's good enough for Nancy. Good enough for Nancy. It's good enough for Nancy. Good enough for Nancy.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there is from 2004. It is Stars out of Montreal with the song Ageless Beauty from their album Set Yourself on Fire. Before that, we heard something from a band called The Hales. They are from, I believe, Florida. We heard Swat the Sun, and you'd find that on their album What's Your Motive? Yeah, hold on. Did I play The Hales? Yeah, I did. Sorry, I had to think about that. I did some last-minute switcheroo-ing. Yeah, okay. And then before that, we heard something from Kim Gordon from her new album, The Collective, I'm a Man. Yes. Okay, it is 651 here at CITR on the campus at UBC. And yeah, let's see what's coming up next. That would be The Evaporators. Also from 2004. So I'm playing them back to back with The Stars, whose album was released at that time that I played Best Song Of. Anyways, The Evaporators, I have not seen these guys in ages. And when I was looking just now through their discography, I was like, wow, I really miss The Evaporators. Like, and it also made me think, like, I haven't played them in a while. And how happy in general they make me, really. If you know nothing about these guys, well, you've probably heard of Nardwar, right? Nardwar, the human serviette. He still does his show here at CITR every Friday afternoon, I believe. I think he does. He is the lead singer. And in the band, you've got Dave Carswell. Who else do you have? You've got John Collins. And Scott Livingston, he's the drummer. Now, the JCDC, if you don't know this, that would be JC, John Collins, David Carswell. That it would be their recording studio. They had, I don't know if they still are doing it, but the two of them would record bands. And my band actually almost recorded with those guys, as a matter of fact. And then I think we broke up pretty much, but whatever. That was back in the day. And yeah, I mean, their music is good. The Evaporators recorded, no doubt, but their live shows are phenomenal. Like, they're absolutely like gonzo. So I'm just going to stop talking and like, let's listen to the music. It will speak for itself. I'm going to play this song. It's called I've Got Icicles on My Testicles. All right, Nardo. Love you, man. Okay. Let's make sure I'm queued up here. And this is Canadian, so let's celebrate our Canadian artists here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is The Evaporators.
Can't stay anymore. British Columbia.
M. A. Sirius. Rhythm. Machine. Now try. Pleasure. www.citr.ca. You win. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You know, my closest friend.
Say one thing, get the fuck out of your kitchen. Hold-
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That song is beautiful, and it's from a newish duo out of Kitchener, of all places, Kitchener, Ontario, called Soft Cult. They are twins, actually. And do I know their names? I had their names here someplace. But we just heard the song Haunt You Still, from, and that is a single. That was just released last year. And then we heard something from Winona Fighter with the song I Think You Should Leave. Those guys are out of Nashville. Okay, I'm going to give us the weather report. So that's exciting. The date is 2/21, so it's February 21st. And let's see what's happening locally in terms of, you know, Vancouver weather. And then maybe we'll hit the mountains. I'll give you a snow report if you'd like. Okay, so it's currently, I don't know, like 9 degrees. Is that what that says? No, it's 10 degrees here. The overnight low is, what is it here? Yeah, 7. So it's, no. Yeah, that's, it's only 7. Or it's, sorry, not only, but it is, oh my God, as high as 7 degrees. That's amazing. So it's pretty warm out tonight. Tomorrow, actually, it appears that the high is 7. So that's a strange situation. It's just going to plateau the temperature tomorrow. We're going to be getting Thursday cloudy with showers in the morning. And then tomorrow afternoon it's 10. Sorry, I'm looking at a very, very large scale report here. I need to look not at 36 hours. That's why I'm confused. Let's go to the 7-day report. Sorry, guys. Let's try this again. So the overnight low, we all know, is, 7. Tomorrow's high, Thursday, is 10. Looks like we might get some sun in the afternoon. Friday, mainly sunny. That's nice. So the high of 9. Then we hit the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, highs of 9 and 8, mostly cloudy and some rain as well. All right, let's do a little snow report here. Snow forecast. Let's go to my hill. Let's go to Cyprus because, you know, I work there. I spend a lot of time there, part-time. Cyprus Mountain snow forecast. Here we go. Everybody seems to like, as this is the site to go to in case you're curious to find out about snow at whatever mountain you want to go to. It's awesome. It's snow-forecast.com. Anyways, that's the go-to site. So here we go. Let's go to it and see that Cyprus, depending on your elevation. So at the base, it's going to be raining overnight tonight and Thursday. Now, once you get to mid-mountain, there's snow. It's going to be turning into snow because, you know, it gets cold up that way. Then once we, let's stay at low elevation. That's tomorrow. Then once we hit, okay, the weekend looks pretty good, actually. Actually, this is pretty good. It looks like Friday night we're getting some snow. It's already Wednesday night, so it's been so bad up there in terms of natural snow coverage. I'd say about like, what, a week and a half ago, if you looked all over the slopes, it was just brown. If you know Cyprus and you know the lift system, Ravenchair, that whole side, I'm not joking. As I was driving up, I looked over and I shed a little tear because I think Ravenchair has been open twice this whole season. And that's some of my favorite terrain over that way. And nothing. And of course, the day or two it was open, I couldn't make it up. So it was bad. And then, of course, pretty soon they got their guns running. So the snow guns, I think we have like 89 guns up at Cyprus. So they've done a very good job of covering some runs, like really, for what Mother Nature has not given us. the snowmaking guys up at Cyprus have been working extra hard to at least keep us doing some runs, right? So hopefully soon enough they can get enough snow to open some more. But the snow that's actually up there, if you have been up, is quite nice. It's soft. At least lately it's softened up a bit. It had been a little crunchy, a little icy there for a bit. But I just went skiing. What is today? Today's Wednesday. I was just up there on Monday, and I spent a couple hours out there, and it was quite enjoyable. Very soft, very fun, and you know, there you go. And I was this is after coming back from Whistler for a couple days. I skied up there for 2 days, where the conditions were pretty icy. So mid mountain down, those runs pretty treacherous. Like we're talking exposed ice, like. And so basically my mind, as I was like coming down the lower runs, you're just so focused. You're exhausted mentally because you're just like scanning left and right, left and right. Is that a patch of ice? Nope. Like, so, you know, your slalom skills get to be sort of worked on. Yeah. But then, of course, I went up to the Alpine and it was definitely better, no doubt. But even still, it wasn't great because Whistler hadn't gotten a lot of snow. Or any snow for when I was up there for about a week or a week and a half or something. So anyways, but luckily enough, considering it was family day weekend, like the long weekend, and for the Americans, it's President's Day weekend, I was like just doing laps, like nobody in lines. It was great. So I had a good time. I had a good time. That's my snow report for you. All right. It is 7:09. Let's continue with some music. What do I have for us? I've got something from a band. Oh yeah, No Age. Where's my No Age? Let's find this. Search. Okay, hold on. I just had it going. Now I seem to have lost it. Okay. What song do I have for us? I have it right here. Sorry. It's been a long week. It really has. Yeah. I'm working tomorrow night. Anyways, nobody cares. Okay, no, No Age. Here we go. We're going to hear the song Cruise Control. That is what we're doing. And that's about it. I'm here until 8. Let's tune into these guys here on CITR. 101.9 FM Vancouver. Oh, and if you're curious, I'm Need to Be, and my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here every second week. And here is No Age.
Matter where you are, but she fits and just the same. contact. From the real life adventures where I'll feel
Wow.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That is Wolf Alice that we just heard with the song Don't Delete the Kisses from the album Visions of a Life. Wolf Alice is a band out of London, England. And there you go. What is that? Before that, we heard something from Best Coast with the title track from their 2015 album, California Nights. Beautiful stuff there. In there before that was The New Pornographers from their 2003 album, From Blown Electric Version. That's the name of the album. And the song was From Blown Speakers. It's an absolutely perfectly crafted song, right? These guys are out of Vancouver, but have since scattered all over the place. You know, you had Nico Case, Carl Newman, Dan Behar, etc. The whole gang. So where they're at now, I think Dan Behar is still local. Last I heard, Carl Newman was living, I mean, this is a while ago, so who knows, in upstate New York. Nico Case, she seems to be in the States, I think, back in the States. Whatever, but there we go. And then I think we started that set off with the LA band No Age. Those guys are a duo. They had been on Sub Pop, and then the latest album from 2018 that we just heard the song Cruise Control from was released in 2018 on Drag City Records. That's right. The album itself is called Snares Like a Haircut. All right. 7:28 it is, folks. So that means you've got another 32 more tantalizing minutes avec moi, Anita B. And I've got some stuff going. I can't believe how old this is. I thought it was like more recent. And that is Frank Black. We're going to hear the song Headache. It's such a great song. Like one of my favorite tunes. I had been in a band that had, you know, been around and played a lot. And I really wanted to cover this song. I think it'd be a good song to cover. We didn't. I think we covered The Cure. And I don't know, like another band, one other song. But this is from Teenager of the Year. And if you don't know who Frank Black is, well, you should die. No, I'm just joking. You should be put down. He just appears as Black Francis in the Pixies. He's the lead singer of the Pixies. And there you go. The Pixies have been nonstop, the past couple decades, just touring. I feel like it's money grabbage, but, you know, and I've seen a lot of their shows. You know, of course, Kim Deal is no longer part of the deal. But anyways, let's go back to 1994 and listen to Frank right here. This song is so great. All right, I'm going to stop talking and let's start rocking here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Ooh, that's not the song I wanted. Let's try this again. Let's try it again. This one is Frank Black. Yes, it is. Whoa. You know, I really want to rewind that because those lyrics are so good. This Wrinkle in Time. And I hit the wrong button, as I usually do. Let me try this again. Okay, here we go. Let's try this for the 18th time. This is Frank Black. Here we go. This Wrinkle in Time can't give it no credit. I thought about my space. Now it really got me down. We'll be right back. All right, folks, that right there is beautiful. That is Your Dog by Soccer Mommy. That was released back in 2018. I love that song. You can find it on the album Clean. Before that, we heard something from the Victoria band Hot Hot Heat from 2002. And off the album Make Up the Breakdown, we heard Bandages. I remember those guys. Those guys were young at the time. I was in a band at the time. And I was like in a three-piece girl band. We played like power pop. We did our thing. And those guys were very stylistic. Like they were very stylish. Stylistic? Is that a word? Stylistic? And I just remember like we were on the ferry, I think, going to the island, going to Victoria to play some shows. And those guys were coming back from playing some shows. And they were just like in all their black. And they had that like scraggy kind of like Britpop, like all black hair look. Anyways. And yeah, that was Hot Hot Heat. I do also believe perhaps my band played like at around that time, maybe earlier, like 2000, maybe I think we played a house party with Hot Hot Heat. Yeah. They had two incarnations. There was like one lead singer. It was like the one lead singer, the first one, and then life after that first lead singer. I don't remember his name or what, but I liked the early stuff. And then their sort of sound changed after he left. Yeah. All right. That was Hot Hot Heat. Okay. Before that, we heard from 1994, Frank Black and Headache off the album Teenager of the Year. It is 7:41. And yeah, I don't really have much to report except that I'm still alive, working. It's the start of the second semester. I teach high school and I've just been busy doing that. My classes are good. My kids are pretty funny. I teach grade 10 this semester and grade 12. And so far, it's okay. Knock on whatever that is. I was going to say wood, but that is countertop material. And you know. Okay, let's move on. Let's hear something from this Kentucky band. This is White Reaper. I love these guys. This song, the year it came out, so like 2019, would not leave my brain. So that was 5 years ago. I can't believe it. Well, unless it was at the end of 2019, it could have been 4.5 years ago. But yeah, okay, we're going to hear something from the album You Deserve Love. This song, like I said, is so great. It is called Might Be Right. And there you go. Let's take a listen to it here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some fags and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing else to do.
There's nothing else to do.
Dog lying in a corner, they'll bite you and never warn you, look out.
They'll tear your insides out, cause everybody hates a tourist.
Cause everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out in the bath.
You will never understand how it feels
to live your life
with no meaning or control.
And with nowhere to go. You're amazed that they exist, and they burn so bright, you can only wonder why.
Rent a flat above a shop, cut your hair, get a job, smoke some fags and play some pool, pretend you never went to school, but still you'll never get it right, cause when you've laid in bed at night,
watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all. Yeah. You'll never live like common people.
You'll never do what common people do. You'll never fail like common people.
You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing else to do.
All right, you are listening to the station on the campus of UBC. That would be CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And we just heard, of all people, William Shatner. He's a Canadian. You all know that, right? I believe he's from Montreal. Is he still alive? Sorry, I just had a moment there. I don't think he's died, has he? I want to make sure I haven't missed this. William Shatner is a Canadian. Good. Okay, excellent. I love, who doesn't love William Shatner? He's so youthful for being like, what? He was born in 1931. So what year are we in now? We're in 2024. What? No. Is he really like 90 something? That's crazy. Sorry. No, wait a second. I can't do the math. What? Yeah, he is. Okay, let's take a look here. Age, he's 92 years old. He is 92. He's going on 93 in March. Like next month, he'll be 93 years old. Anyways, he covered a great song there on his album, which is called Has Been, where he's covered a bunch of different things. That would be Pulp's Common People. All right, before that, we just played a fun one just because a banger by Donny Iris. I just flash back to like grade 6, like, roller skating days in Windsor at Wheels. That's the kind of music we would listen to, like grade 6, grade 7, Aaliyah. You can find that on Donny Iris's 1980 album, Back on the Streets. Woohoo! All right, it is 7:57. I've got one more song for us, and that's it for my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. As always, it's been a slice, and I always feel better. Music does soothe the soul. It really does. It's always a commute. Like, it's like, you know, I live in East Van. I have to get in the car and drive all the way across town after a long day of work. And I'm always a little bit like, okay. But always when I leave, I just feel pumped. I feel so good. Kind of like what skiing does for me, right? You get something that you're passionate about, and it really does fill those voids. Let's move on. I'm going to finish it off with perhaps my most favorite ever artist. That would be Tom Petty and his Heartbreakers. We're going to hear something from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from the 1982 album Long After Dark. Maybe my favorite song of his, and that is Change of Heart. I know I'm playing some like commercial stuff, a couple of commercial songs. That's okay. I can do that. Commercial hits. Yeah, but generally speaking, we all like to listen to CITR to get away from that kind of stuff. But, you know, every once in a while, it's all good, right? Okay, I'm going to leave us here, as I mentioned, with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. I'll be back in 2 more weeks, 6:30 to 8, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, every second week, as I mentioned. And that's that, guys. Thank you for listening. Let's make sure I'm all set up here. Am I set up? Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. Have yourselves a lovely night, my friends. Let's try that again. Okay, let's start again. Here we go.
of meaning, these morphemes of feeling and sound. Theater in the round, this gathering Tripoli of hippies who couldn't name the members of the Wu-Tang Clan. Yet their critique of hip-hop stands. Inequality.